Imagine walking into a high-stakes meeting with the ability to read the room instantly, build rapport effortlessly, and navigate complex negotiations with confidence. This isn't fantasy. It's the everyday reality of intelligence officers who recruit spies in the world's most dangerous places. The surprising revelation? The same human-centered skills that enable CIA officers to persuade someone to commit espionage, arguably the riskiest decision of their life, can transform your ability to build business relationships and close deals. In an age obsessed with technological solutions, these distinctly human capabilities provide the ultimate competitive edge. Forget the gadgets and gunplay of Hollywood spy films. The CIA's most successful case officers don't resemble James Bond, but rather talented account executives or therapists who excel at building authentic relationships. When former Green Beret turned CIA officer Greg needed to influence a volatile strongman mayor in Asia, he didn't rely on threats or bribes. He navigated a delicate cultural situation in a karaoke bar, maintaining professionalism while showing enough personality to build trust. This mirrors what happens in business. The best salespeople don't sell in the traditional sense. They build genuine connections that make clients want to work with them. As former Moscow Station Chief John Cipher explains, spies convince, thugs coerce. Western intelligence services primarily depend on relationship building rather than blackmail or intimidation. Intelligence officers use elicitation techniques that leverage our natural desire to correct others. Rather than asking direct questions, they might make intentionally incorrect assumptions. "I heard Thai is your favorite cuisine," prompting the correction, "Actually, I prefer Italian." This gathers information naturally and discreetly. The stumbling ask is another effective technique. A former station chief would request help, then hesitate and withdraw the request, usually prompting the target to insist on helping, making them feel it was their idea. Active listening is perhaps the most vital intelligence skill. While most people simply wait for their turn to speak, dedicated listeners stand out. Using names, maintaining eye contact, and controlled body language demonstrate genuine attention. Mirroring, matching posture, expressions, and especially language, builds unconscious rapport. FBI negotiators particularly rely on verbal mirroring, echoing key phrases to show understanding. When a client says they need to put a pin in something, using that same phrase creates authentic connection. The relationship between case officers and their agents often becomes genuinely meaningful. As CIA veteran Mark Polymeropoulos notes, case officers always fall in love with our agents. Even with difficult contacts, spies practice radical empathy to find humanity beneath the surface, creating lasting relationships based on trust rather than manipulation. The physical environment provides vital context for interactions. A Spartan office suggests value focus, while high-end spaces indicate premium approaches work better. People often reveal their identities through appearance, accessories, and office decor. Intelligence agencies embrace diversity for practical reasons. Different backgrounds yield better outcomes. A female officer with soccer experience recruited a sports-loving diplomat through organized matches, while Asian-American officers blend seamlessly in Gulf cities where service workers go unnoticed. Cultural awareness shapes successful interactions. As a direct New Yorker, I found challenges in China where indirectness prevails. Intelligence officers, like salespeople, must understand and adapt to regional cultural contexts. The Special Forces buy-with-through philosophy demonstrates this principle. Post-9/11, General Mulholland's team overcame trust barriers with Uzbek warlord Abdul Dostum through respect and competence, leading to the capture of Mazar-i-Sharif. Success across cultures demands flexibility and respect for local norms rather than forcing one's own style. As General McChrystal noted of his Afghanistan command, "I was more of an influencer than a commander, managing diverse groups through influence rather than authority." spies meticulously document agent interactions, capturing subtle details that might provide leverage. After meetings, case officers write detailed after-action reports covering both intelligence and the agent's psychological state, a practice sales organizations should adopt to combat institutional memory loss from turnover. During meetings, take minimal notes to maintain engagement, but document comprehensively afterward. Like FBI hostage negotiators who use dedicated note takers, sales teams can bring junior members to record details while senior staff focus on relationships. This documentation practice helps prevent the common issue of teams escalating problems to leadership without context. Leaders should share their thought processes with teams, creating a shared understanding that enables independent problem solving. FBI hostage negotiators use techniques that translate well to business. When faced with anger, they speak slowly and quietly, naturally drawing others into a calmer state. Security expert Zviel B.K. Blankstein distinguishes between situation-directed anger, fuck this, and personal anger, fuck you. With situation-focused anger, offer logical solutions while staying calm. This often turns opponents into allies. Consequence labeling is a powerful tactic that highlights potential losses without agreement. In business, remind prospects of benefits they might miss. I'd hate to think all the good things we could bring your company could fall by the wayside. Remember, you're offering valuable solutions, not seeking favors. Approach negotiation as collaborative problem solving rather than competition. Build momentum through small agreements. Make it easy to agree and difficult to disagree. Empathy, understanding your counterpart's situation and motives, acts as the WD-40 of communication, smoothing negotiations through genuine understanding. We all face moments when personal troubles collide with professional duties. Picture it. You're exhausted after four pitches, fighting with your spouse, yet must be engaging at a critical happy hour with important clients. Mad Men's Roger Sterling and Don Draper offer valuable templates for different sales scenarios. This isn't deception. It's about amplifying different aspects of your authentic self. Channel Sterling's gregarious nature for tough days, or Draper's gravitas for challenging clients, wearing your best suit and projecting confident expertise. At networking events, adopt the spy technique of spotting instead of rushing to the bar. Survey the room strategically. Note the influential figures holding court. Identify approachable contacts and scan name tags for organizational affiliations before making your first move. Your conversational superpowers, topics you can discuss with expertise and enthusiasm, create bridges to meaningful connections. My music knowledge once helped me connect with a tattooed executive in Chicago, leading to a valuable partnership. These aren't opportunities to grandstand, but to forge authentic connections through shared interests. In our automated world, core spy skills, empathy, adaptability, cultural awareness, and genuine curiosity become increasingly valuable. While AI transforms business, it cannot replicate the human capabilities that build trust and forge relationships. The intelligence world shows that despite technological advances, human connection remains the ultimate advantage. By mastering relationship-building techniques, we can break free from technological constraints and tap into authentic connections. In high-stakes situations, remember, your greatest tool isn't your devices. It's your uniquely human ability to connect, understand, and build trust. In business, as in espionage, this remains the ultimate superpower.